National Geographic on Assignment, The Unicorn Enclosure, by Sarah Monette, read by Jen Albert. In the unicorn enclosure, all five unicorns are clustered along the fence, batting their long eyelashes beguilingly at a troop of Girl Scouts. The girls ooh and ah and argue about which one is prettiest, and the unicorns trail them patiently down the perimeter line. These unicorns are captive-born, two from San Diego, one from Brooklyn, one from Mexico City, and the stud all the way from Manchester in an attempt to maintain genetic diversity in North America's captive breeding program. They've never hunted anything but sides of beef, but they're too smart not to recognize their natural prey, even through plexiglass. The zoologists call this behavior I'm witnessing playing, in the same way a domestic cat plays with a mouse. Seen from the mouse's standpoint, it's not much of a game. Unlike cats, unicorns seduce their prey, and evolution has brought them prey that wants to be seduced. Even with the FOIA, it's hard to find accurate statistics on unicorn-related injuries and deaths. People don't report them properly, the zoologists say, in the same way that battered spouses often don't report their abusers. And it's not just pre-adolescent girls, not just pre-adolescent boys, although certainly children who have not reached puberty are more vulnerable. One of the women whose portraits I took this week was the daughter of a man gored by a wild unicorn while hiking in Yellowstone. "Dad was too smart for that," she told me grimly. "He was too smart for that, and it got him anyway." Some people say unicorns are the planet's smartest predators. Some people say they're smarter than human beings. I must make some kind of motion, even though I'm not aware of it, because suddenly the boss mare's head shoots up. She's from Mexico. The blood of the conquistadors makes the spiraled groove of her horn deeper than is common in American or Canadian unicorns. Her head is beautiful, gently dished and short-muzzled, her eyes large and dark and soft as smothering velvet. Even knowing what I know, even knowing that she would gore me for fun, although I'm too old for her to bother eating, I feel the pull of her beauty. The pull that has the Girl Scouts wide-eyed and open-mouthed. The same pull that lures an ant into a Venus flytrap. The Mexican mare tosses her head, frustrated that she can't smell me through the plexiglass. Her mane whips in the soft breeze like the pennons of a conquering army. One of the girls, entranced, reaches out to try to touch, forgetting the plexiglass, forgetting what she must surely know, that the beauty she longs for is nothing but death. All five unicorns lock on that outstretched hand, the stud's lip lifting just enough for his teeth to gleam, vicious behind the delicate beauty of his face. I take a deep breath, emerging from the dream I've been sharing with 10 and 11-year-old girls who can't tear themselves away from the unicorn enclosure, and take the picture. This has been a Podcastle miniature. This story is a Podcastle original and was written by Sarah Monette and narrated by me, Jen Albert. Sarah Monette and Catherine Addison are the same person. As you might know, Catherine Addison is the author of The Goblin Emperor, which was nominated for the Hugo, Nebula, and the World Fantasy Award in 2015. A pretty impressive list. Sarah Monette grew up in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, one of the three secret cities of the Manhattan Project. She got her BA from Case Western Reserve University and her MA and PhD from the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Despite being summa cum laude, none of her degrees is of the slightest use to her in her day job or her writing, which she feels is an object lesson for us all. She currently lives near Madison, Wisconsin. Of this story, Sarah says, "This is sort of a companion piece to National Geographic on Assignment, Mermaids of the Old West, which is a story in my collection, Somewhere Beneath Those Waves. You don't need to have read one to read the other, but I suspect they take place in the same world. It might even be the same photographer." So make sure to check out Sarah's collection for this companion piece. This was another Podcastle mini. We hope you've learned something important today. You might want to remember to never, ever tap the glass. Thanks for listening.